two foster children, 12 and 14, break into home, use stolen guns to open fire on cops. The Aegis Alliance, a couple of foster kids, in Florida, ages 12 and 14 broke into a house, stole guns, and then opened fire on the cops. The Volusia County Sheriff's Office released a statement that said the responding officers were initially advised that the youngsters ran away on Tuesday from the Florida United Methodist Children's Home, situated in Enterprise at 51 Children's Way at about 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Police pointed out that they'd been notified about the 12-year-old boy as a diabetic person and he didn't have his medicine with him. Police were additionally informed that the 14-year-old girl attacked a Florida United Methodist Children's Home employee with a stick. At approximately 7:30 p.m., deputies had been searching through the location when a passerby witness reported hearing glass break at 1050 Enterprise Austin Road. Police at that point moved toward the house and observed a pair of persons inside the residence. They contacted the homeowner, who told them no one should be home, and that there was a handgun, a shotgun, and an AK-47 inside, along with a large amount of ammunition. Authorities stated, after talking with the property owner, deputies gathered around the residence and shouted to the kids inside the home. After that, the pair of youngsters began unloading gunshots at the cops, with the girl shooting the very first shot from the residence's rear patio area door at about 8:30 p.m. Police said that over the following 35 minutes, both kids shot at the cops on four different occasions, before the girl came out of the garage, pointed the shotgun at deputies twice, and was shot and wounded. After the girl was shot, deputies moved in to provide life-saving aid. The boy, who was in the garage armed with the AK-47, surrendered without firing another shot. The cops stated, the 14-year-old was at some point taken to the Central Florida Regional Hospital with serious injuries. She was moved to yet another medical facility for an additional procedure in stable condition after a surgical procedure. The age 12 boy was likewise taken to the Central Florida Regional Hospital for diabetes treatment and not as a result of personal injuries endured throughout the occurrence. During an interview, Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood mentioned that the occurrence was actually something I've never seen in 35 years in policing. Deputies did everything they could tonight to de-escalate, and they almost lost their lives to a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old. Chitwood pointed out, if it wasn't for their training and their supervision, somebody would have ended up dead. Jeffrey Childers, the Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.